Activating your bushfire survival plan. Once the plan is completed, it is important that you practice and review the plan regularly. This will mean that if you need to activate the plan in a real bushfire, you will have already gone through the thought processes and be able to respond appropriately. Follow these steps. Identify the fire danger rating. Identify and use the fire danger rating for the day to guide which plan to operate. Activate your bushfire survival plan. Activate your plan that is relevant to the fire danger rating. Someone must take charge and lead the family through the process by communicating clearly what needs to be done. Make sure you know who is doing what and when. Prepare yourselves. Retrieve your survival kit and put on personal protective clothing. Prepare to leave early or prepare to stay and defend. If preparing to leave early, pack your relocation kit into the car and relocate to a bushfire safer place. Make sure you have plenty of time to leave and do not return until it is safe to do so. If preparing to stay and defend, ensure you have the necessary equipment ready and are mentally prepared to actively defend. Finally, keep informed. Monitor Bushfire Watch and Act and emergency warning messages. CFS website www.cfs.sa.gov.au, through your local ABC radio, through another emergency broadcast radio station, full list on the CFS website, Bushfire Information Hotline, dial 1300 362 361, TTY 133 677. Bushfires are unpredictable, and you need to be prepared for the unexpected. Do not rely solely on one source for information about bushfire incidents.